Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. Remember, you can have full access to all our sleep stories commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the app. Now, relax your mind and body as we hear tonight's sleep story.
Hello, and welcome to the Sleep Story from Abide. I'm Melissa, and I'd like to thank you for joining me tonight for our story titled, Give What Matters Most. It's written from the inspiration of the scriptures to help you relax and find the rest you need. If you've been feeling a little worn out or run down lately, you've come to the right place. Tonight, we'll be reading from Luke chapter 6, verse 38. It says, "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Could you use a good measure tonight? A measure of God's blessing poured over your life? Perhaps you just need a little reassurance that God still cares. If this describes you, please take heart. God does care. He sees you. He knows you. He loves you. I invite you to hear the words of this peaceful story and the holy words of the scriptures and receive the strength you need tonight. You can be comforted in knowing that God equips you with everything you need. You can stop trying to be everything to everyone and allow God's strength to empower you. So, I invite you to rest in the Lord's abundant provision, for He is the provider of a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It's my prayer that you will indeed be blessed, for God is good, and He's the giver of all good things. Please listen to this bedtime meditation with a heart that's open to what God is saying and find true rest in His presence. Thank you again for joining me tonight. To prepare for sleep, please remove all distractions and make yourself comfortable. Fluff your pillow, straighten the covers, and settle into a relaxing position. Calm your breathing into a deep, steady pace that fills your body with the oxygen it needs. Inhale slowly and exhale. Do this again, taking a slow, deep breath in and releasing it. Allow the peace and tranquility of the room to settle over you for a moment. Now, invite the Holy Spirit to be with you as you fall asleep. Try to prevent your mind from wandering and focus only on Jesus. It was Jesus who said to His followers, "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap." Let His words nestle in your mind for several moments. Now, inhale one more time taking a short pause at the top before exhaling slowly. Allow every muscle in your body to relax, starting with your forehead. Feel the tension release. Let your shoulders loosen, lowering them from their hunched position. Rotate your wrists gently and wiggle your fingers. Feel your legs grow heavy as you continue to breathe in and out. It's good to just be still for a moment. After a long day of work, it's good to rest in quietness and peace. The Lord is with you as you seek Him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. He is with you. In the company of God's presence, there is only good. So rest now in the good measure of His abundant blessings over you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this listener who's seeking you tonight. As they fall asleep, I pray for your hand to guide them. Lord, perhaps they're worn out and burdened with the responsibilities of life. So please ease their burdens. Give them a deep sense of trust, knowing that they're surrounded by your Spirit and kept in your loving care. As we hear from your word tonight, please let your truth sink deep into the heart of this beloved child. Help them reframe what it means to give so that they are truly giving what matters most and not running themselves ragged. Thank you, Lord, for their servant's heart, for the sacrifices they make. Please assure them that their hard work does not go unnoticed. I pray for your abundant blessings over this person tonight. Blessings that are poured out in good measure. Rest down, shaken together, and running over. In the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Keep breathing deeply and slowly as you imagine God's hands extended toward you with open palms, offering you every good thing. The gifts He offers are so abundant, you cannot hold them all. Oh, how lavishly the Father bestows good gifts on us. As James chapter 1, verse 17 says, every good gift and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Imagine every good and perfect gift coming down from your Father. Things like hope and joy descending on you like colorful, shimmering confetti, falling softly around you. Your heart overflows with celebration of who God is and what He has done for you. When the Bible says He is the Father of lights, it means everything He does embodies light. For in Him is no darkness at all. With Him, there is no shadow of change. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Let the constancy of God and the infallibility of His being comfort you tonight. The sameness that describes Jesus for all eternity is a promise that He is unchanging, unconditional, and eternal in his love for you. The God who created every particle in the universe is the same God who loves you with unwavering affection. What a beautiful gift, my friend. Rest for a moment in his love. God's love for you, displayed through Jesus, his son, is the greatest gift you'll ever be given. The best part is, his continuous flow of love is being poured into your heart. Because of this, you have more than enough love to give to others. You don't have to compel yourself to love others. You simply love them from the overflow of God's love for you. Rest peacefully in the overflow now. Let the perfect gift of Jesus fill you to the full. As you are filled, picture the love in your heart spilling into the lives of those around you. This is what matters most in life. Loving others as God loves you. Let this thought sink into your mind as you picture a continuous flow of God's love pouring through your heart and spilling over to others. See how this eases the burden of trying to do more and more until you're worn out. Instead of striving, you're invited to rest in Jesus, to abide in the true vine, and let his life flow through you. Feel the life of Jesus course through your veins. Feel the warmth of his love fill your soul. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your presence tonight and for the infilling of your spirit in this listener. My prayer is that this child will find true rest in your son and allow his life to flow through every part of their being. Please, Lord, assure them of your unconditional love and surround them with your indescribable peace. Lift the heavy burdens so that they can breathe deeply once again. With each breath, remind them that a life of giving is a life of overflow, living from a place of abundance in you. Please release them from all thoughts of striving and trying to be all things to all people. For you alone, O God, are all things to all people. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now, as you feel yourself getting sleepy, allow your whole body to relax. If tossing and turning are an issue, try to find a comfortable position and just remain. Be still. Rest. Abide. Feel your heart rate slowing. There's nothing to do but rest here in the peaceful presence of God. Every night, he gifts you with sleep, restoring your mind and renewing your body. As you go through the different stages of sleep, he designates certain processes to occur. Processes that work through your brain, your lungs, your heart, and your body. Find comfort in knowing God designed your body for sleep. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24 says, "When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet." Allow the sweetness of sleep to embrace you. In God's loving fold, you are held. Remain here, surrounded by God's goodness, as I share comforting scriptures of giving and receiving. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. You shall give to him freely, and your heart shall not be grudging when you give to him, because for this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you undertake. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Rest in the gift of scriptures tonight. By the power of the Holy Spirit and by the truth of God's word, you have everything you need to live a life of honor to God and service to others. You can give yourself permission to stop living in a constant cycle of not enough and start living in Jesus, who is more than enough. Please continue to rest as I pray over you. Lord God, please help this beloved child of yours realize that they have been given everything they need for life and goodness through your Son. Allow this realization to overcome them as they sleep and plant itself deep in their heart. Speak loving words of truth and kindness over them, reassuring them of your faithful presence. Please help them understand what matters most in life, abiding in Jesus. For it is in his name I pray. Amen. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. It's a promise of sustenance for the servant's heart. Blessing others comes from the enrichment of God's sustaining power. With nourishment and strength from his word, we're motivated to bless people with acts of kindness, grace, and love. Be enriched by the Holy Spirit tonight. Allow the strength of his attributes to adorn your soul. When we hear the words, "You shall give freely, and your heart shall not be grudging when you give," we are encouraged to give with open palms, ready to help our fellow man and bless those who cross our path. The freedom to give comes from a place of spirit-led generosity. There's no pressure or compulsion, but instead, an eagerness to share what matters most. Because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you undertake. What a beautiful rotation of giving and receiving. You open your hands to receive the blessing of God, and with the same hands, you offer similar blessings to others. This continuous flow of giving and receiving can be linked to an old-fashioned water wheel. Water wheels were first implemented more than 3,000 years ago and turned the energy of flowing water into power. The turning of the wheel under the impulse of the water current, along with the wooden slats that pushed the water along, enabled people to produce the power needed for farming, irrigation, manufacturing, and electricity. Let this word picture rotate in your mind, lulling you into a deeper state of sleep. The old water wheel turns on its axle, the gears working together to ensure a steady flow of power. Of course, a man-made water wheel can only do so much. It is subject to the supply of water, and if that supply runs out, the water wheel comes to a stop. In contrast, God's supply never runs dry. It never comes to a halt. As the scriptures say, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. My friend, there is no fear of running out of God's faithful provision. He will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. He is the well that never runs dry. He is the constant source of power in your life, giving you strength in every situation. Your role is to trust the Father of lights, in whom there is no variation or turning or shadow. And when you give, it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. With the measure you give, it will be measured back to you. Psalm 31, verse 19 says, "Oh, how abundant is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, and worked for those who take refuge in you, in the sight of the children of mankind." Let the abundance of God's goodness be stored in your heart tonight. Let it fill your soul with peace and gladness. Like a storehouse overflowing with plenty, let your spirit overflow with the plentiful gifts of God. Then, as you walk in the fullness of Christ, you'll naturally pour out blessings to others. By example of God's mighty work in your heart, you'll show others who He is and what He's done. You don't have to put on a show or pretend to be something you're not. The transforming power of God through you is enough. His saving grace through His Son Jesus is the center of who you are. This, my friend, brings us back to the focus of our sleep story tonight. Giving what matters most. Jesus. You can give Jesus to others by walking as He walked. Your life is a living testimony of the cleansing power of His blood. The words you speak and the things you do reflect the heart of the Savior to the world. All other acts of service pale in comparison to the lavish gift of Jesus Christ, our Savior. No longer do you have to muster up the strength to love people. Your deep concern for their salvation is what propels you. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many. As the old hymn says, "Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin, how shall my tongue describe it? where shall its praise begin? My friend, start with the wonderful grace of Jesus. The grace that invited you into a relationship with Him. And from this place of unmerited grace, give freely to others. There will be a deep-seated joy that fills your soul every time you share Jesus with someone else. There will be a feeling of celebration that wells up inside when you see the look of recognition in their eyes. The recognition that Jesus loves them with an everlasting love. There will be a sense of rejoicing as you give what matters most: worship, praise, honor, and glory to the one who is worthy to be praised. Holy God, for the overflow of your goodness in our lives, we praise you. Glory be to your name on high, the name that is above all other names. By the ultimate sacrifice of your Son on the cross, we are here today, saved by your mercy and love. We faithfully respond to your gift of salvation with a desire to share it with others. For you are what matters most in life. You are our life. Amen. Sleep soundly in the peace and contentment that God gives. His Spirit surrounds you with holiness tonight. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap, for with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Heavenly Father, in your good measure, please fill this child with all that you have for them. Every promise, every provision, and every purpose. Let this night be one of the best nights of sleep they've had in a long, long time. Work through their mind, heart, and soul, giving them the restorative sleep they need to function properly. Thank you, God, for reminding us of the most important gift ever, your Son. It is in His name and for His sake that I pray. Amen. My hope is that this sleep story has been a precious blessing to you, that you've been able to find true rest, contentment, and peace. Be comforted in knowing that God gives you all the strength you need for whatever tasks lie ahead. His Holy Spirit adorns you with loving attributes of goodness, faithfulness, and joy. And from these Spirit-filled gifts, you're able to share the love of God with others, the gift that matters most. Continue to abide in Jesus as His life flows through you each and every moment.